Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Ben says two listeners that were dating wanted me to join them. Oh, I think I know who that is. Was that when we were at Pepino's? And I forget her name. Jackie? Jackie was her name. Didn't Jackie? The little thing. She's teeny weeny. She's super short. Is that who that was? That Ben says yes. How did they approach you in that regard? I mean, how did that come up? If you, and I mean, you obviously remember it. Did they say, hey, you want to go home and take her to Pound Town with me? Whenever you see one of those videos, there's a lot of moments where the ding-dongs are just a little too close to each other. You know? I think that, like, with Amanda, her cousins, they have to feel somewhat like they're homosexuals because their ding-dongs are actually touching. By the way, I can't say for sure that, and she's not here right now, I don't think. I can't say for sure, she's definitely not here, that they were the cousins. Ben says, I think they said it in a joking way, but believe they were serious. Yes, say it in a joking way to see if you respond favorably, and then, you know, boom. All right. Did you see the post on the Segment 18 page attempting to out one of Joe's exes saying she got him fired? Yeah, I saw that. If you remember the young lady, Rachel, who's like younger than my oldest daughter. She was the one that was in the relationship with Joe. And then she posted on Instagram about her abuser. And that was the end of Joe. She lives in Chicago. And she listens to a podcast called Pardon My Take. And it's a really popular show. And there's a dude on there named Zach. And he lives in the area. And Rachel, said they were having a discussion about something, and she said she wanted to go on a date with Zach from that show, who I guess on that show, and I've never heard it, but I've read about it, is like kind of like a lovable cutie pie, if you will. And so I think, and so now she's been being discussed on that show, and so I guess those two are going to go on a date, which sounds like a lot of fun. But there are people who are fans of Joe who are using that as a jumping off point to make a leap in logic that she's a horrible human being, I guess. Like Cole right here. It's comments like him. Is Rachel just a radio slut then? You see, that's what I'm talking about. No, I don't think so. I wouldn't say that at all. But Jesus, fuck. Come on, man. I like Rachel. She's all right. She's very, very sweet, and leave her alone, God damn it. Let's see, Luke. At my five-year reunion, my friend and I were the only ones to walk around and talk to everyone. Otherwise, they sat in their same high school cliques. So we loaded up the social ones, and we went to another bar. Badger says, I wouldn't either with a broken crank. Yeah, that's exactly right. What a disappointment I would be. Becca Shea says, how disgusting. Gotta be mostly men on Joe's side. Well, yeah, it's stupid meathead. You know how it is. Now, Rachel's a cutie. She's great. I love her. I hope her and that guy hit it out of the park. She deserves that. She was treated horribly by Joe, and he deserved everything that he got. He's a piece of shit. Now, the best thing that can happen to Joe, in my opinion, is the Justice Department comes down on him for the PPP loans that he took that he shouldn't have. All right, we are off and running on this and Ask Me Anything edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you to Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. If you need any pool supplies for the pool, for the hot tub, I have both, of course. You go to Jennison Pool and Spa Depot, 616-457-0500, 616-457-0500. Let's say you're thinking about a hot tub. They've got a showroom loaded with them. A lot of people that are in the pool and spa industry don't even have a building. They do. And you need to go there. They're in Jennison along Chicago Drive. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. They can also install an in-ground vinyl or fiberglass line pool. There's only one person in the area with a concrete and stainless steel variety. That is me. 616-457-0500. For Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Frank Fuss is your guru for everything. Healthcare.gov. Reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. If you're in between jobs, perhaps you own your own business or your boss does not offer you healthcare, Frank Fuss can get you insured. If your health care sucks from your employer and it's too expensive, see Frank. He can help. His services are free, and all you need to do is fill out the info form at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. The realtor of choice on the show is Adam Kasari. Adam Kasari Realty. Find him on Facebook, Adam, A-D-A-M. Kasari, C-A-S-A-R-I, or click the link in the show notes. His number, 616-914-4061. If you miss that, it'll scroll through on the live stream, video live stream, advertiser overlay, and the number is on there. Chris says a business locally just got busted for PPP loans. There's still hope for Joe's radio empire to get busted. Yeah, to be clear, I screenshotted the government information that indicated he took two loans for, and it even had his info that he put on the form, radio stations. I gave them those screenshots. I gave them last known address. I gave them any contact information, including email. And family members' info, and I uploaded it to the whistleblower section of the Justice Department's website. So we're all on the same page. If we hear about Joe getting brutalized by the government, by the Justice Department, it will be because of me blowing the whistle on him. Fuck you. Piano Fingerbanger says, anyone in the government who would actually care has been fired by now. Chris says, government moves slowly. That's true. Tophis says, how did Joe get radio stations? Well, that's a thing. He didn't. He lied. He lied on the form. Those forms, that money that was made available, it was so easy to do that. And I'll take you through this story myself. And you can look that up to see, in fact, that he did get those loans. Anybody can look it up. I was tipped off by Milton that that money is available. And I did all the steps to do it legitimately as a as an actual LLC. And I went, I filled out the form, and it went, it was on the button submit, and I was hovering over it. And I go, you know, things have been good so far the first year of this podcast. I'm going to wait and see. I don't know if I want to be sidled with that, with the possibility that I have to pay that back, because at the time it wasn't known whether or not I would have to pay it back. Now, had I known that there's no way that I would have had to pay it back, I'm probably going to do that. But at the time, I wasn't sure, so I opted not to do it. Don't think I'm so great, like I just said to you. Had I known that I would have gotten that money free and clear, fuck yes! But I did not. Cole writes, how much was Joe making at Free Beer and Hot Wings? I don't know, a lot. Ashley, Hurricane Ashley knows. And she said it was a ton. Bob says half the segment 18 page loves Joe, and there's plenty of women on his side. Yeah, because time's passed. All right. I'm going to take a quick break, come back with more. You guys hang there for me, please. If you have any more questions on this and Ask Me Anything edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast, by all means, we'll keep that going, and I'll be back. Stand by. So this just happened to Pooh Bear. I was walking out of the bathroom, and my zipper was still open. Pooh Bear took her index finger and put it through the hole to touch my ding-dong through my underwear. But what she touched on the underwear was the wet spot where the little bit of, a bit of pee went on there. And she goes, I think I just touched your pee. Yeah, that just happened. And then she goes, I think I just got pee on my finger. I go, yeah, I'm pretty sure you did. My God. All right. God, there was something else I was going to talk about. Piano Finger Banger says, dude, you got to dab it with a piece of toilet paper. Do you do that? I don't do that. It just goes in the underwear. No big deal, right? Show of hands, dudes. Do you dab your pee-pee head with a piece of toilet paper? Wipe your pee-pee off? I don't know, man. Donko says no. I don't. I know I don't. Nate does. Dudes only. Do you wipe your pecker off? David says yes. Luke, a good shake. Hope for the best. Donko shakes the hell out of it. Chris, no. Shake it a time or two. Bob says no dab. Nick is a no-dabber. Scott is a no-dabber. Ben with, just let it dry like jizz on your tummy. Jesus. Young Adam Schwab, no. Piano Finger Banger is a shake plus dab method. Tyler says, not usually unless I know it was going to be used by somebody else soon. Shake, then push up on the taint ball area. Donko says, I use the TP to wipe the rim of the bowl off. Keeps my wife happy. Oh, God, man. I don't do any of that. All right. Rich says, I'm curious if he will ever reveal the reason Kelly and Ross divorced. Ross told him, but told him to keep it quiet. Now that they don't talk, maybe EZ will spill the beans. Well, I would, but it's slander. So I don't want to do that. I mean, the only reason why is I'm more concerned about the legal ramifications of what I would be saying. Because it's literally his word against hers. And if I said it, even if I am talking to him, it's still slanderous or defamation of character. And I still don't know how, what he, if everything he's telling me, he was telling me is true or not. I have no idea. Maureen says, start off with allegedly easy. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that. Because then I get into my own head and I get fearful that something is going to happen to me down the road. And I don't like putting myself through that type of anxiety. And I don't know if he's crazy or not, frankly. He might have issues. Eric, which dog is your favorite and why? O'Neill. I love them all, but that is my heart dog. Why? I'm not sure. All I know is I saw him walking through the radio station, and I just knew I had to have that dog. So, and he follows me everywhere. He knows that he is my heart dog, and I am his. Luke. Question about something I've always wondered with radio shows. How come when FBHW would take calls on how much listeners make during their job, it was all out in the open. But when the radio show members are asked, they won't answer or compare it to something obsolete like, oh, I make as much as a pharmacist back in 1997. I don't know. I mean, I always was honest about it. Maybe not when I was on the show. That's a good question. Young Adam Schwab says, is this an AMA? Late to the party. Yeah, I'm lean on material today. Let's see. What is this? Easy is loyal. I don't think Ron did anything to burn Easy, so there's no need to go scorched earth on him. No. Exactly right. All he did was say, hey, I need to stop communicating with you because of my mental health. This conversation, it affects my mental health and out of respect for Kelly. And I was like, and I wrote, oh, my bad, no problem. And I just let it go. But I don't know, maybe he had like established like communication with her and they were like, talking back and forth, and he didn't, because, you know, he probably thought that I was adversarial, maybe, towards her, which is silly. I'm her best friend. Badger says, what a weirdo. David, any updates on the sale of the fraud bus? No, I had one offer. It was way low. And he wanted a counter. We gave it, which was a slight concession, not much. Because I'm asking $124.5, and I knocked it down. He wanted $92. I was like, fuck you. And so my guy said, knock it down to $120 easy. And I go, all right, but that's it. No more. I'll just wait it out. I've been paying for the fucking thing and not using it anyway. I'm just going to wait. But no. Chris says she seems litigious and he's a lawyer. Rich says Patreon exclusive, maybe. No, dummy. Patreon is not make things legal. You're smarter than that, you dipshit. Rebecca says, hasn't he had 4 ex-wives now? So, yeah, there's something wrong with him. I do not know. Megan says, did you try to sell it yourself? We just put my parents on Facebook Marketplace. No, I didn't do that. I have these guys doing it as an agent, almost like having a realtor. Now, they take 6%, but it's better than having to worry about that shit. Megan says, way to think it through, Easy. Don't act like me. Piano Finger Banger says, music question. Why do you think Bob Seger is never mentioned alongside guys like Springsteen and Tom Petty? He was huge around Michigan and tons of radio play, but for some reason doesn't get the same recognition despite an incredible catalog. I couldn't tell you. I lose sight of the fact that he isn't as big as those guys are and were for Tom Petty. Great question. How is our beloved Meathead doing? He's fine. He still remembers me. He's got a very short memory. You could have the same conversation with him 3 or 4 times in one day. Overall, health is good, just his mind is a little soft. Bob says, are we ever going to get the Forbidden Diana story? I brought that up the other day and with her, and she said no. Maybe if I bring her in, she can add some insight to that.
Hello?
I was doing a Ask Me Anything by the audience.
Uh-huh.
And more than one person said, are we ever going to get to hear the Forbidden Diana story?
No. No, you're not.
Are you talking to them or me?
Both.
Well, I mean, I know the answer. I mean, I know the story, so.
Yeah, no, they are not.
You'd be very mad at me if I told the Forbidden Diana story.
Correct.
Megan says she is not the one who asked.
I would tell Megan. I wouldn't tell anybody else.
Oh, okay.
As long as Megan didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you hear that, Megan? Oh, my God. Tyler says, come on, please. It's a slow news day.
No. You guys would probably be disappointed anyway, but...
I don't know.
Not that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, you know.
All right. Okay, that's it.
Okay, I'm getting ready to go to Katie's.
Yeah, have fun over there. Have the swimming party, the big pool party.
Big pool party, yes.
Molly says, another question, did you honk?
That one time that nobody can seem to get over?
Yeah.
No.
Aram says, at least she can tell us why she smashed into Hot Wings truck.
Okay, gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
How is life with the newlyweds living in your basement? Easy. They're not in the basement, actually. They've got their own bedroom. Everything's great. I want them to stay. Luke, with actually that email you got of the girl with the disability reminded me of the time when Freebeer said good eye to that chick with the fucked up eye at the hockey game. I don't remember if it was you or Hot Wing. We were both there for that one. What an idiot. The lady had a fucked up thyroid. Which, if you were to look at side effects of that, your eyes bulge out. And it was so odd looking. Like they were barely hanging on to stay in the eye holes. The eyes are hanging on for dear life. Like if she tried to push out a fart, I think her eyes would have just drooped down like a couple of fucking tether balls. We approached the lady. This is when we were on 94.5 The Hawk in Trenton, New Jersey. We were at the Trenton Titans hockey game. And we wandered over, and every 5 steps, someone's like, oh, my God, love the show. Oh, my God, love the show. And this chick goes, I knew that was you. I could see you down on the ice. An idiot goes, yeah, good eye. Good eye? Howings and I go, oh. Right away, we made this face. And he's like, what? What? I go, you fucking look at her. Look at her eyes. Look at her eyes, asshole. Ugh. Someone's walking out of here with a new truck. He's standing next to a quadriplegic. Historically famous foot-in-mouth moments. Tell your husband I said hi. He died. Oh. God, all the times I forget people's names, that's his. That's my hang-up. His was that shit. Ugh. He died, followed by the guitar sting. Chris describes lady's eyes as Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall. Like when he's laying on the surface of Mars and his eyes are flying. 2 weeks, his eyes are flying out of his head like that. That's what the eyes look like. That's how bad that was. All right, we've got two new members of Book Club. I don't have my book in front of me. It's the Nikki Six book, The Heroin Diaries. I heard from someone that I haven't heard from in like almost 10 years. Aaron Fortenbacher, Aaron F., who right after I got fired in 2016 wrote, Zane, you're a good dude. Hard on the outside, soft on the inside. You're the listener's M&M. Ha ha. Sad you're not on the show anymore, but wish you the best in your future endeavors. I find myself relating to your life in many ways, and through your outpouring of your soul, you've helped my own situations for the better. I wish you the absolute best for your future and will continue my support of anything you do. You're a good man. Continued success. And then he reached out Monday. So how do you join the book club? I wrote, well, you're in. Welcome. First book is Nikki Six, Heroin Diaries. I won't be able to start talking about it till I get back from vacation next week. The get-togethers to discuss the readings will be on Patreon. If you want to participate in those, you'd have to sign up for Tier 2. But, of course, you don't have to. But, I mean, I would guess that you'd want to participate. I mean, you might be on Patreon, and I just don't know it. I don't, like, you know, go and search, see who's on and who's not. That would drive me crazy. So he might even be on it. I don't know. And Derek D., I believe. Derek DeWeird? Is that how you say it? Hey, just got back from vacation, catching up on episodes. I'm in on Book Club. Also, I read Cabin at the End of the World on vacation, and it was good. No, it wasn't, Derek. It was not good because the ending was horrible. So that makes the whole book shit. That's the joy of Book Club. All right. So that means Nick in Houston, Stevie, Twat, Chris K. Derek D. Megan, Maureen, Amy, Mike Q, Nick and GR, Tophis, Aram's wife, Joanna, Adam James, Mallory, and Andrew F. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16 members of the book club. Since we're not going to have our first meeting until after I get back, Becca Shea says you missed me. You're on here, but I must have just not said it. Sorry. Peck of shame. Read the rest of this week. Read the rest of next week. And then we'll meet next week. The week after that, I should say. Next week, I'm on vacation. But we should probably come up with a day that we're going to do the book club Patreon show. Looking at my calendar. You want to do a Monday the 28th? Does that sound like a good time? Monday the 28th, 6 p.m. There we go. It's in the schedule, so that means it's definitely happening. Unless if something bizarre happens. And, I mean, I don't know how much we should read. What do you guys think? Because we got a week and a half. Should we read half of the book up to that point and then read the back half of it and do it again? Or should we just worry about one quarter of the book? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Alan says, can I just join the Zoom so I can hear the fights that will no doubt happen? Of course. The Zooms will be open to any Tier 2 member, by the way. Okay. Chris wrote it while I was saying it. Do we have a general goal for how far to read? Well, that's what I'm thinking. What is some of the thoughts amongst our amazing Big Fraud Book Club members? Unless you want to read the whole thing, I don't know. I mean, we got a couple of weeks or week and a half. I'm kind of figuring this out as we go. All right, let's just read one quarter of that book. Then he writes, or more. About. So generally, that's what we'll settle on. Okay? And then the most important thing is, she says 465 pages, Maureen, total. How about 165 for the first week? Whatever. Yeah. You know, have at it. And then we'll discuss. Okay? So the book, if you want to get in, Nikki Sixx Heroin Diaries, if you just want to read it along, you don't want to be committed to the book club, I don't give a shit. That's what we're reading. Nick says, disappointed that won't work for me, but getting that many people to agree on a date is impossible. Yes, exactly. So we're setting it for then. But there will be others. We're going to read more books. And you'll at least be able to watch it and share in some of the things that we're talking about. And you can relate to it because you've read it too. So there you go. Tilfus says it can be like a book a month. Some people are pretty busy. So that seems manageable. Okay. We're all set. How about that? I like that. All right. Where do I want to go now? There was a bit of an incident. This is probably a perfect example of FAFO. Fuck around, find out. Because these young people were definitely fucking around. This is in the Battle Creek area of the great state of Michigan. If you're familiar with Michigan, there's an area called a school called Kellogg Community College. In that area, Bronson Battle Creek Hospital is right near where this happened. It was a parking lot. And on Monday morning, you know, like the kids will get into their car and they want to do donuts and crazy shit and rip up the road. We've talked about that. They'll like block traffic and they'll have a big to do where they're ripping up their tires. That's what these guys were doing. But I think it was just one car's worth. And this kid's dead. Because the guy driving, he's probably going to go to prison for a long time. It's 1 in the morning. and he's shit-faced, and he's driving the car doing the donuts. And the 18-year-old who's dead and the 17-year-old girl are out of the vehicle, like leaning out of the vehicle or sitting like on the door. You know, like how you roll the window down? They're doing that. Shooting video, hooting and hollering. And then, I mean, I can't imagine this, but somehow, while ripping around, the guy flipped the car. So you know how if you're in a seatbelt, you have a better chance of survival. And if you're not wearing a seatbelt, your chances are dramatically less that you could get thrown from the vehicle. Well, they're really a lot less when you're outside of the vehicle. So the car like rolled and smashed these two into oblivion and then continued to roll and flung them out like jizz off your hand. And they went flying for like a great distance, these two. And they both landed and they're really fucked up. And the one's dead right there. He's dead immediately. And the chick, she's fucked up. And she's not dead yet. And the driver's fine. My God. Cops showed up. Guy's shit-faced. He was arrested while operating while intoxicated and reckless driving causing death. Plus operating while intoxicated and reckless driving causing serious injury. If convicted, he could be sentenced to more than 20 years in prison. That's a tough one. You never know what you're going to get with the judge. I mean, if this is his first sentence, I would not put that kid in prison, that 18-year-old. If this is like his first brush with that type of thing, I mean, and it wasn't like he was driving on the road. He was just, well, I guess he was because he had to get there. That was a stupid comment. You know, if these two hadn't been out of the car, they probably would be alive today. You know, 18-year-old, your brain is, I mean, a stupid, stupid kid for sure. But I don't care that he killed, that the kid died. To me, the guy who died, that's his own fault. And the chick who got fucked up, that's her fault. They should not have been riding outside of the vehicle. So Judge Eric says in a shocking sentence, I'm giving you probation. You lose your license for a significant amount of time. You're going to pay a fine and you have a lot of community service, but you are not going to go to prison for killing, for those people dying. There is a member of the audience who just had a loved one not get a jail sentence for killing a motorist. I'm not going to say who because that's not my story to tell. But it wasn't similar to this case because the motorist who did not get prison was not intoxicated. But was like fucking around with the radio or not looking at the road and smashed into somebody and then somebody perished. And the judge said, all right. And yes, it was that type of sentence. So I don't know if the 18-year-old is going to get prison here. That's way down the road. Poor kid's got to live with that he killed his friend and that the chick's all fucked up. Luke says, what was Larry the Cable Guy like in an Eric Zane Ask Me Anything? And do you still like him today? I only had the pleasure of talking to him a couple of times. Greg and Chris knew him on a personal level back before he made it big. But the times that we spoke on the phone, he was Very nice. Dan Whitney is his name. When he did join us on the air and he realized he was on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, when we picked it up, and he said, hey, Larry. And he goes, Free Beer and Hot Wings. How are you, boys? Which was cool. Becca Shea says, God, kids are stupid. Yeah, I wouldn't. That's no different than what something I would do. That's something that I would do, that type of maneuver. In fact, I got arrested. Not arrested, but I got a ticket for riding outside of a vehicle on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. I've told that story before. My buddy was driving my car. I was drunk, and I had the window rolled down, and I was seated at the top of the door over the roof of the car at 45 miles an hour, rolling down Woodward drunk. And I got a ticket for riding outside of the vehicle. Dofus says, have the Ottawa assholes been up to shit? I haven't heard anything out of those people ever since they lost the majority in the county commission. Becca Shea says, look up the preppy party murder trial similar. All right. Locally, how about this? Thank you, Jeremy, for sending it along. The Kalamazoo County Attorney weighs in. This is in Galesburg, Michigan, where you're never too far from some crazy fucking bastards. This black couple got their truck vandalized with swastikas and N-words engraved on it. And while I'm here, if Becca Shea could maybe keep that in the back of her mind, because Becca Shea, she gets racist shit happening to her all the time because she's married to a black guy. And if you could maybe regale us with some of the nonsense that you have to put up with from time to time, because people who get pissed off that black guy is married to white woman. We would love that. It just gives us a great example of how stupid some people are. Let us get into this story right now.
Thursday morning, Jason Harris's Ford F-350 Limited was vandalized at his Galesburg home. A racial slur on the driver's side door, swastikas on both sides, the tires slashed, and an unidentified liquid poured across the doors, even damaging the paint. Neighbors alerting Tanisha Crenshaw Harris and Jason.
That's the dude right there.
While they were on their honeymoon.
With the hat backwards.
In St. Thomas.
That's Mrs.
If it was just vandalism, that's a different,
it's pretty,
different thing. If it was just some kids messing around. But once you see the N-word and a swastika, it takes it to a different level.
A hate crime carries a felony. And based on the damage to Harris's vehicle, Sheriff Richard Fuller says the individuals responsible
Dick
could face
Fuller
a two-year
is the
felony.
Of the sheriff?
And a $5,000 fine. Neighbors gathering with Tanisha and Jason, offering their support in any way
like this
they can. They say they're disgusted with what happened and that it is not representative of their neighborhood and the community they've created.
You know, to have
this is a big boy right here.
So much hate in your heart to go out of your way to do this to such kind people. I think it shakes you up a little bit. It doesn't matter color of your skin or any of that.
Yeah.
In the early hours,
and then the neighbors
Thursday
get
morning,
together. Jason. They come over. They offer their support.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 90.
What the hell was that? Yeah, you want to get to the bottom of that. Becca says, I just get dirty looks. I tend to have tunnel vision, or I'm in my own little world, so I don't notice it too much. My husband has some horrible stories, though. Oh, God. Makes me sad. That's husband Kenny, right? I got that right. We have to make him a diehard fan of this show. We need to buck this trend. Kevin, not Kenny. My bad. I began with a K. I mean, I got the K, right? Kevin. I thought it was Kenny. Husband Kevin. I'm trying to get this trend bucked of husbands of show ladies hating my guts. I don't know why that is. Maureen's husband wants me dead. Megan's husband, Brian, he take me or leave me. He didn't care. Rob, Stevie's husband, too stoned to know who the hell I am. The list goes on and on. Maureen says he does not. That's not true at all. When you're driving around listening to Big 101.3, and I'm like, hey, that's the Beach Boys. It's full Eric Zaytuni. That's the Beach Boys. Love them. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Hey, we've got another hour of nonstop hits coming up right here. I play that. And then he's like, oh, fuck that. He's a total cock to me. Molly says, my boyfriend doesn't know you. Yeah, introduce him. It'd be a big hit. I need the attention. I need more people in here. Megan says, I think you've won Brian over. He's Team EZ now. Yeah, but he's busy listening to stupid sports podcasts and shit like that. I was like, come on, man. Alan is in Wisconsin. He says, my wife doesn't believe that you and I message back and forth about FBHW. She said, there's no way you're actually talking to EZ. We used to listen to FBHW together in high school. I'll tell you what. I'll send you my phone number. And then you call me. And I'll call her. Or then you put her on and say, hey, somebody wants to talk to you. And then we'll blow her mind together. How does that sound? Megan says, Brian does like to talk about travel baseball. So if you could incorporate that into the show. Cole with the suggestion of Asshole of the Day, Eric Zane Show podcast, Women Listeners' Husbands. All right. Thank you, as always, to the people that help make the world go round in a financial setting. Actually, you all do in a financial setting. You just do it in different ways, either directly with Patreon money or by supporting the sponsors of the radio show. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, one of them. We go way back. Many, many years together. I remember when Megan had mentioned it to me, and then finally I had gotten around to approaching Irvine's when we were together. She brought it up again at Kids Food Basket in the year 2019. And I said, okay, yeah, who do I email? And then the rest is history. Great longtime sponsor, even better friends. I love them so much, and her feet. 616-532-6600, ervines.com, ervines.com. They can help you with your car, your EV, your hybrid, with their tech team. We just had the catalytic converter replaced on Madison's car, and I'm so thankful for them and the job that they did. Thank you, Irvines. There's racing at Berlin Raceway this weekend. By the way, I just talked with the folks at Berlin, and the next time I go there is going to be August 23rd. Now, I only have two more appearances there, August 23rd and September 13th. At both of those, we've committed to me doing a bit at the announcer's table called Uninformed Race Announcer. Where I'm going to be, you know, because there's a race announcer. Jeff Striegel does the announcing, and he knows all the drivers' names and their numbers and all that shit. I don't. So he's going to say, all right, Eric Zane, Uninformed Race Announcer, take it away. So the bit is me going, all right, red car. Oh, he hit blue car. You know, shit like that. It's going to be awesome. So I will be at Berlin on the 23rd of August and the 13th of September. One of those is going to be the Coleman Lutz 500. But there's racing this weekend at Berlin. Get your tickets online at berlinraceway.com. When you get them online, you save $5. You have to 11:59 p.m. Friday night to get your tickets at the reduced price. Parking is free, kids under 15 free, and you can bring in a cooler or a bag with all your snacks. No glass, no alcohol. EZ is due for a haircut. King's Room Barbershop, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. So good, those people over there. Thank you. Haircut's going to set you back $21. Get it at King's Room Barbershop. $21 plus tip. The website, kingsroom.net, for everything you need. Exact locations, hours of operation, schedules. It's all there. King's Room Barbershop, where guys and chicks who like short hair get their hair cut. Let's see. Megan says, I get to meet Becca soon. She says, I have your old catalytic converter sitting here if you want it. Otherwise, it's getting donated. You can donate it. Gregar1 is new and says hello. Hello to you, Gregar1. Welcome to the show. I'm asking that you follow it so that you can know when I go live again. Glad you're here. We were just about to start a segment called People with the First Names of Gregar. My cousin's name is Gregor. Or Garo. Perhaps you're Armenian, but probably not. Welcome to you. But we are wrapping up the show, unfortunately. I have one more sponsor to talk about. That is Kuiper Tree Care. If you are in West Michigan, you can head over to there or reach out to them. If you want them to reach out to you, that doesn't make sense. Reach out to Kuiper Tree Care if you have a need to clean up storm damage, tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, tree pruning. They can do it all at Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. For Kuiper Tree Care. Man Bun Chris says, hour and 52 plus minutes, not bad for not having a show plan. He says, only EZ could pull off such a feat. Well, I had help. You all. All right. I have exhausted the things that I am to talk about. Thank you for participating on an Ask Me Anything. I will regroup and be back with a Patreon show a little later on. Before I get to that, though, it's important to note that we have the asshole of the day. With my brand new markers from Maureen, thank you very much. I'm not even sure. Cole had a suggestion for asshole of the day, but I don't even remember what you said. Hell, I don't remember what I enjoyed. Or what I talked about. Let's throw. Oh, that's the old one. Where's the new one? We'll just make it the Segment 18 crew again because they're still kicking up their heels. Why not? What the hell? Thank you so much. Segment 18, asshole of the day. We're getting numerous responses saying they enjoyed the atmosphere of the show, fueled by audience questions. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of that. That makes me feel good, and I owe it all to you. Enjoy the rest of your day if I don't catch you on Patreon. Till then, Cole says women listeners' husbands. I don't know about that. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.